Channel Radio.
Woohoo! G'day, folks! Yeah, it's me, Angela Bryce-Stevenson. It's Who Cares Wins. It's Monday, the last day of March, and I have my fabulous, fabulous chair back. And Jan Mulligan's there watching over me, folks. And you are listening to Who Cares Wins Radio, Channel Radio Limited. And we are here with our wonderful guest, marvellous guest who I've known for many years. And she's going to tell us some marvellous information this afternoon. Julie Taylor from Time to Shine Hypnotherapy.
Hello, Angela.
Hello. And hello, world. We need to say a special hello, don't we?
We do.
In a very special accent as well, because we need to say a special hello. Shall I try?
Yeah.
Shall I try? G'day to Cora.
Coral.
So I know I get it wrong. I've only been back 2 seconds and I've got it wrong.
It will make her laugh.
So welcome. And she's listening in all the way from Melbourne. Marvellous Melbourne. I've been there. They have hook turns, strange concept on a road, but anyway, I'll talk about that at some point in the future. And I'm back in the land of UK. I have a bit of a tan, not much, but a bit of a tan. And I'm going to potentially try and get my memory back as to how I run this show. So Jan has done a fabulous job while I've been away. And of course, Kerry Hales has been in the studio as well. And this afternoon, we are going to whiz through again another 50-minute show on Time to Shine Hypnotherapy. So Julie, thank you so much for coming down to the studio and for humouring me with my little Australian accent there. And then we were sharing some memories, weren't we, there of your time in Australia as well.
Yes, we were. It seems ages ago.
And then I understand you were telling me there that you're going again.
Well, hoping to go February next year for my niece's wedding. So, saving hard.
I can carry suitcases. It's not a problem. Yeah. Oh, Jan's giving me the evils now. Okay, I won't go, I promise, Jan. So, Julie, for our listeners, you are from Time to Shine Hypnotherapy, which is based in Faversham.
That's right.
In East Kent. That is in the UK, folks, but of course we do have other guests in the future who may well come from further afield. So we don't limit it just to businesses within Kent, but you never know. Oh, that's nice. It's all gone quiet. I forgot to turn the fan off. You see, everything's going to pot. I'm forgetting what I'm doing. So before you started Time to Shine Hypnotherapy, which has been going how long?
Oh, Time to Shine as in that under that name has only been going for about 6 months or so.
But before that,
I was known as Shine. But it was, although it was a good name for me, not everybody knew what I did from that. So I was looking to change
the name. Maybe polishing cars.
Yeah. So I was looking to change the name and came up with Time to Shine Hypnotherapy, which I love, actually.
I think it's a very good name. Yes. You have my approval.
Good.
Yes, very good
Thank
name.
Thank you.
But we've known each other before those times.
We have.
We used to commute on that wonderful train.
In a previous life, yes.
And there's some stories I'm sure we could go back to where we used to commute up to London. So we used to sleep, and that's strange, isn't it? We used to sleep together and read together. That's another
study.
Oh, dear. So, yes, we've known each other. I can't remember. It must be 10 years?
Yeah, that would have been
I've been running my business for 10, so it must be more than that.
Yeah, it would have been back in the 80s. So I left London 18 years ago. So it will be
that's a bit longer than my goodness.
Yeah,
I feel old. So we knew each other then with our corporate hats.
Yes,
and
we did.
So it's interesting for our listeners to, with all of our guests, to hear a little bit of a background as to, well, how did she get from working there and what did you do in London? And now how are you now based from, you also work out of Abbey Place Clinic
Faversham. Yeah.
How did you get there? So for our listeners' perspective, if you could give us a bit of a snapshot, because we want to talk about lots of other things as well.
Yeah, for sure.
Your little journey, if I may use that little phrase. Journey.
Absolutely, yeah. Well, when I was working in London, I was working for an insurance broker, looking at life and pensions and term assurance and all that kind of interesting stuff. And I left when I fell pregnant with my daughter.
Hello, daughter.
Yes, hello, Louisa.
Hello, Louisa. We're going to be playing her record later.
We are.
Yeah.
We are.
Yeah.
Exciting.
It's exciting times.
I left at that point and had quite a long career break, decided not to go back to London.
Good for you.
Had quite a long career break and went back, did a little bit of part-time work, a little bit of governing at the local school, that kind of thing. I was a governor there. And then
stand up, sit up. Right,
it sounds more important than it is, I think. And then back in 2005, life threw me a little bit of a curveball. And I was diagnosed with breast cancer. So that was a start of a whole new sort of path and a whole new journey for me. And what was a very difficult time turned into a very positive time with lots and lots of change, lots of new learning that went on.
I bet.
And I decided to, because it helped me out during that period of time, a lady had given me Paul McKenna's book.
Which one? He's written many.
It was Change Your Life in 7 Days.
There
was
I've got that.
Yeah, there's a chapter in there all about health. And she just said to me, I'll get this book. It's a really useful chapter. And I did find it very, very useful. I listened to his CD and became very, very positive, very strong, everything like that.
Great.
And then worked to this end point of all my treatment and then kind of fell off the edge of a cliff because I hadn't planned beyond that point, which was a bit of a mistake. But then I decided to go on and train and do some NLP training, which I did in London with Paul McKenna.
Did you? So you've met the man himself, did you?
Yes. And Richard Bandler, who was,
the co-creator
of NLP. Fantastic, life-changing experience that was.
How long was your training for those that are interested?
It was a 7-day course, but it's a full-on 7-day course in London.
Right.
Long days, lots and lots of practical work. So it's very much learn as you're going, which is great for me. I'd much rather do that than lots of writing.
Right, yes.
Everything. So, yeah, I mean, it was amazing. It was tough.
Yeah. Did you have to stay in London or were you able to come home?
I stayed in London, yeah.
Whoa, so a week away from family.
Well, and that was the first time I'd been on my own. I'd had some lovely friends raise some money for me whilst I was ill, and that paid for my week in London, which was amazing.
Awesome.
So it was a really life-changing event. So I did that. I came back. I didn't really do much with it for a while. Did some more training, did some TFT training with Marcia Tillman of Have You Played.
Marcia, who's been on the show. Hello, Marcia, if you're listening in. Yeah, we had some great... She stuck needles in my hand. Don't like her. Actually, it wasn't
No,
Marcia.
It wasn't. No, that would have been Michelle.
Same letter.
So I did some more training then. And just it followed on. It naturally progressed into hypnotherapy. I did an online training course for a year and then did some... full diploma training in clinical hypnotherapy, accredited by the National Council of Hypnotherapy.
Wow.
So it's been a long journey.
Exciting.
It has been an exciting journey, and like every journey, there's ups and there's downs.
I'm sure.
But it's been great. And very recently, both Marcia and I have done some hypnobirthing training, which we're really excited about.
Yes, and we're going to talk because you also have an upcoming workshop.
We do.
That's towards the end of April, which we will give another shout out. And don't worry, listener, you can get your pens and pencils and you can write all the details down, and also we'll post it on our Facebook page later. But yes, we'll hear all about that in a moment.
Fantastic.
But you've mentioned some lovely little trigger words for me. See, I'm off already. And you mentioned NLP and you mentioned Paul McKenna.
Yes.
And Richard Bandler. And interestingly, we've had quite a few guests, haven't we, Jan?
We have,
We've mentioned NLP and we've sort of just thrown it in there, but we haven't really specifically honed in on NLP. We've talked about other things. And I think it'd be great for our listeners just to recap some people may not know. I'm an NLP practitioner, but there's also two levels. There's master as well, which I understand your niece is
practitioner. My niece is the master practitioner of the family.
We'll have to get her on the show. Get Skype. I was like, we can do that now.
Absolutely.
From down under.
We've proved it, Jan and I.
So yes, NLP, just for our listeners' perspective, what does that mean? I know it's neuro-linguistic programming.
That's right.
So for our listeners' perspective, how would you describe it? We're down the pub. Someone says, NLP, what's all that about?
It's very much deals with your thought patterns. So you're looking at your perceptions of the world, your beliefs that you make up during your lifetime, or you might have inherited certain beliefs in the way that you've been brought up. And it's the way that you perceive the world to be. And it's taking a look at the fact that what you believe to be truth might not actually be truth, because we all see it very, very differently. So for instance, we could both go somewhere, we could go to a party, I could have an awful time, you could have an absolutely fantastic time, we're both at the same party, but you'd report what a great time it was,
yeah,
and how great everybody was getting on, and that's, I would say, oh, I hated it, I never want to go again.
Yeah.
And the only thing that's changing the situation is my perceptions, my understandings, compared to yours, so the way I'm thinking compared to the way that you're thinking.
Yeah, it's fascinating stuff.
So you can learn and borrow from very positive thinking people, very successful
people. I like
people.
That word, borrow. Nick.
Yeah, absolutely. You can take on those attributes and reprogram the way that you think. It is possible to reprogram. So whenever we have a particular thought, we will have an automated physiological response to that thought in our bodies. So if it's a great thought and a really happy thought,
yeah,
we'll have endorphins and serotonin, and yeah, we'll be feeling really, really good.
Hand over.
Oh, there I go.
Yeah, exactly. It's been so peaceful the past 9 weeks.
And that's obviously an anchor word for you.
Yeah,
for happiness.
Tell?
Yeah.
And boomerang.
So, yeah.
Talking of anchors, Julie.
Yeah.
There's also music, isn't there?
There is. Mm. And the reason that my company name came about,
yeah,
was when I was going to this NLP course in London. It was quite a tough thing for me to do at the time.
Sure.
And to get me there in the mornings, I would listen to Take That and Shine, who were in the charts at the time. And that would fire me up and make me feel good. It was my feel-good song.
Yeah.
And it would get me there. And it was only after the course that I realised, oh, I'm anchoring that. And what a great anchor that was, yeah.
So every time you listen to it, does it get you upbeat? And do
absolutely.
You sort of get ready to do NLP?
Well, absolutely.
Do it, but
it raises, it raises your state. You have a really good state come on. You feel really quite happy and resourceful. You have that little burst of endorphins that goes
wonderful.
On quite automatically. You don't have to think about it consciously.
Yeah, yeah.
And just, yeah, it just generally makes you feel good and confident.
So guess what, folks? I'm going to see if this works. I'm going to play a little bit of music now, Julie. And let's see
fantastic.
What happens, shall we? Enjoy, Julie.
You're such a big star to me. You're everything I want to be. But you're stuck in a hole, and I want you to get out. I don't know what there is to see, but I know it's time for you to leave. We're all just pushing along, trying to figure it out. Out, out, out. All your anticipation pulls you down. When you can have it all, you can have it all. It's not good for your health. I know that you can change. So clear your head and come round. You only have to open your eyes. You might just get a big surprise. And it may feel good. And you might want to smile, smile, smile. Oh, don't you let your demons pull you down. Cause you can have it all. Yeah.
Channel Radio.
So that was Shine with Take That. Of course, I, you know, have to admit that I'm playing Take That on air. Maybe I'm a secret Take That fan. So welcome back to Who Cares Wins Radio on Channel Radio. You're listening to me, Angela Bryce Stevenson. Yes, I'm back, folks, from Down Under. And Jan Mulligan, the marvellous, marvellous Jan Mulligan, the famous Jan Mulligan, the awesome Jan Mulligan. And, of course, Julie Taylor from Time to Shine Hypnotherapy. So, Julie, you've been doing some interesting things over there while that music was playing. Do tell our listener what you were doing.
So I, a while ago on the course, actually, I anchored that piece of music to the end of the course where you're really so fired up. You're feeling so great and energetic and confident and everything feels really, really positive. And to anchor it, you just squeeze your thumb and your middle finger at the tip. And your subconscious, if you repeat that over a period of time, remembers that touch with that feeling of endorphins being released and that memory, and it fires it for you automatically. So whenever you might need to borrow it, if you're feeling a bit down or you're not feeling quite, you know, you don't quite know what you're doing and you want to feel a bit more confident, you can just have a little shot of endorphins and feel really good again. So
brilliant. It works. So when I'm in the queue at Tesco's.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm feeling a bit down because there's a bit of a queue. I can just fire up and then be like,
think of Take That.
Let's get everybody dancing. Or dancing, as I should say.
So when security arrive and gently escort you to one side.
I'd be like, it's my anchor, it's my anchor. Actually, I have an anchor, which is from my bungee jump years ago when I first ever went to Australia. And my anchor is the dulcet tones of the Aussie guy that was just to, I can hear him now. when he was saying, yeah, you've come all this way, you know, you're gonna do, and he's like firing you up.
Yeah,
isn't he?
Yeah.
And then I said a particular phrase before I leapt into the air, and it's just that split second that of his voice and what I could see.
That's right.
And then I anchored that.
Yeah.
So that gives me, if I need it, that I'm going on air, I'm going, not necessarily on air, but if I'm going on stage or something where I'm, something's happened and I'm feeling a bit nervous, then I'll just fire that
up.
Just
need
to get
bit
me
of
back
energy.
In an extra oomph.
Yeah.
And then, I think I'm potentially the, now what's the guy's name who's gone out of my head? He's the Microsoft guy who does a lot of presentation, big wig, Microsoft.
Bill Gates?
No, one under that. Not too big. Bit too big. Steve.
That was Apple.
Oops, just sworn, haven't I now? Oh, what was his name? Anyway, he comes on and he's all this big, you know, fiery. And so I have this vision that eventually one day I'll be doing some sort of speaking event. And I swear I'm going to come on my motorbike and I'm going to be this, you know, whoop, whoop. And just get everybody going.
Yeah.
So I might play Shine. That'd be good. And you mentioned, before we went to our little music break, hypnobirthing.
I did.
Which is quite a new, I'm seeing lots more coming out in press, media, local little magazines, a little business. Cards are popping up now with hypnobirthing now as a specialism.
That's right.
I have no clue, apart from there must be something to do with giving birth, I assume.
You're quite right.
Am
there.
I on the
You're quite right there, Angela.
You can explain much better than I, Julie. Over to you.
Well, you're right. Hypnobirthing seems to have come a bit higher up the agenda of late, and there's been a few high-profile celebrities even.
Really?
Who've gone down the hypnobirthing route. Yes.
Anyone I know?
Well, the names escape me right now, actually. but yes, there have been some people who, certainly recently, there's been one or two that have been on Breakfast News talking about doing hypnobirthing and taking a hypnobirthing course. And actually, it's not that new. Although the hypnobirthing kind of angle is probably only just really being, known, the relaxation side of it comes back to the 1940s, and anyone who watches Call the Midwife will have seen it on there very recently.
Really?
It was quite exciting to see.
So it's been on telly.
It has. And the guy who originally did this was called Dr. Grantley Dick Reed.
A lovely name.
It
Dr.
was
Grantley.
Dr. Grantley. and he was in attendance of a lady giving birth in the East End, and he asked her if she wanted some pain relief. And she said, no, thank you. And she had a perfectly lovely birth. And he said to her afterwards, well, why did you turn down the pain relief? And she said, oh, was it supposed to be painful? And because she didn't understand, she hadn't picked up on any kind of negative messages that had come out. She just believed it would be a beautiful experience, and she had a beautiful experience. She was very relaxed throughout the whole process, and that is the basis for hypnobirthing, really. Because
that's what it's about. That's
absolutely there's a lot of negativity that you'll pick up on in the press. There'll be loads of mums will tell you horror stories. I certainly had have done that in the past myself, you know. And if you are fearful of giving birth, which lots and lots of ladies are,
I'm sure,
then
it is the unknown, isn't
absolutely.
It?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You create that stress response in your body. You have that adrenaline that comes up, your muscles tense, and as soon as that happens, you will feel pain. So the whole concept of hypnobirthing is all about relaxation. Teaching our ladies how to relax on a regular basis so that the subconscious knows how to do it automatically.
Yeah.
And you haven't even got to think about it, really. It's already programmed into your mind.
So would you use a bit of NLP with that?
Oh, absolutely.
So like the anchoring that you were just mentioning.
We use all three parts of the therapies that I do. So hypnotherapy, NLP and TFT, which is thought field therapy, which is a tapping therapy.
Right.
So we'll put all of those into our course. And that will help give you a positive visualization of what your journey is going to be like, how you want it to be. And by doing all of that, you can actually allow yourself in the moment to be very, very relaxed when you need to be relaxed.
Yeah.
And you can use those muscles when you need them.
Yes, yes.
But when there's contractions going on and the muscles aren't actually needed, then you can just relax down.
And switch everything off, really.
Yeah, so you tune out, and we teach you how to tune out. We also do this great thing where we give the birthing partner something really tangible that they can do in this process.
Well, have a rattle or something.
Very often they
it's
find
not very
them
calming, Angela. You're not enticing the baby out with a toy.
Come on, baby!
Remind me not to have you as my birthing partner.
Exactly, you've got it.
Very often birthing partners and dads will feel quite traumatized themselves because they haven't been able to help. But we'll teach them some techniques that they can use as well.
Brilliant. So they've been involved
really
as well.
Yeah.
And presumably if they're taught some techniques, they can assist or help.
Absolutely.
The wonderful woman that's giving birth at the time, if they
that's
want to be present,
right. Yeah.
They'll obviously be able to sort of aid her in relaxing.
Yeah, so they can remind her of the techniques. And
brilliant.
Of course, if they're relaxed themselves, their energy is going to transfer to her as well. So that whole vibe will grow. So
I assume that then transfers to the baby.
Absolutely, Jen.
And can that, are there any studies? Can that help the baby sort of reorientate?
There's all sorts of,
comes out going, peace, man.
Well, you say that, Angela, that's pretty much
don't
what happens.
Don't tell me a baby's come out.
Calmer babies, babies that sleep better. There's all sorts of, stories, when we were on our training that the lovely lady who trained us, Paola Bagnall,
Is she based in Kent?
She is based in Kent in a power hypnobirthing. Lovely, lovely lady. Lots and lots of experience. She's actually was a biology teacher, so she's could teach us all about the biology, which we cover in the course as well,
yeah.
And the stages of birth, so that you're very, very informed. But yes, the baby, it has a beneficial effect on your baby as well, because it's a very calming birth.
Yeah.
And there tends to be a much smoother journey for the baby. And also, I think it's probably important to say that obviously sometimes medical interventions are required.
I'm sure.
You can't sort of take every part of that away. But of course, if you're relaxed and you are focused and you can deal with all of these things, the easier you will find any challenge that comes along. You'll be much more resourceful.
Yes.
And you'll probably recover quicker as well.
Of course, because the body will be in a state where it can, it's able to do what it needs to
absolutely.
Do rather than, in a way, you interfering.
Absolutely, yeah.
That's how I always work with my clients and say it's about, stop interfering. Body can actually do it.
Yeah.
And you're right. And of course it must be that the baby can actually have that complete wonderful journey, which again is the same experience. And of course, if we can then start getting people to talk about a great experience about giving birth,
then that could start changing the whole pattern.
Can you imagine if that was the message that was out there in the media, that it is a transformational experience, that it's one of the best things you'll ever do in your life, and that you can have a beautiful, natural birth.
Yeah.
But, of course, that's not what comes out currently.
No, a lot of people...
So the more we talk about it, the more people we train, the better that message gets.
So there's two questions I have for you, Julie. One is your own personal training for it. How long did it take for you to go through your... So you mentioned you had sort of the biology training.
Yeah.
So the anatomy and, as you say, the stages of birth and what's happening. But there's also the actual techniques that you're using, etc.
That's
right. So how long did that take?
Well, because we're already trained hypnotherapists and NLP practitioners.
Which do you have to be? Is that a prerequisite?
That's a good question, and I don't actually know the answer.
Okay. We'll put that one out there.
That will be worth asking Paola.
What's the lady's name again?
Paola Bagnall.
We'll get her. If she's listening in, she can let us know. So yes, you need to, you've had that experience.
Yeah, because we've already got that training, it was a day course. So, Paola is fantastic at teaching you the biology. It's all laid out very, very easily for you. Having both...
That's a pun there, Jan. Did you hear that?
Well, it almost trumps your earlier one of coming out. I let that one slide.
You did, didn't you? Well done. So, yes, she's very good.
Yeah, she is. And because I suppose we've also experienced pregnancy and birth ourselves, both Marcia and I, and we've each got our own experience of that, a lot of it made sense, and certainly during the training, I had this sudden bright idea. Wouldn't it be fantastic if, you know, if people have had negative experiences, you could take them in hypnotherapy and redo that for them, so that they then don't have this sort of traumatic memory, but it could be, we could take the trauma out of it and just relive it for them, because then you will be a different person because of that. That won't hold you back. None of those memories or thoughts.
No limiting beliefs.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Presumably that's really helpful if somebody's had a very bad first experience.
Absolutely.
And is thinking twice about having a second child.
Yes.
That you might be able to change that mindset.
Yes, absolutely. And that is a time where we'll use TFT. Thought field therapy. So this is the tapping.
So is that just, I know we're going to digress. I can't speak today. EFT, Jane Unsworth was on a few weeks ago now, maybe a couple of months really, last year. And we did the EFT and we did a tapping.
That's right.
Is TFT and similar?
Yeah, TFT is very, very similar to EFT. And EFT, as I understand it, is a spin-off from the original TFT. And it has, you know, lots and lots of good things about it. EFT, you tend to do the tapping alongside affirmations and positive affirmations. Whereas with TFT, we will go straight for the tapping. There aren't any affirmations. So it's what suits the individual.
So if you don't have the affirmations, does that mean you can start younger, where the affirmations and the language is not necessarily so important? Or... Does the recipient need to understand the whole process?
No, you really don't need to understand the process. You need to be able to follow the tapping. You don't even need to believe in TFT for it to work.
Right.
It either works for you or it doesn't work for you. But there's they will give out 80% success rates for TFT.
That's good.
At the basic algorithm training level. So, it's a really powerful little technique, and you can use it with children. I've used it with children.
Have you? At age range?
Well, gosh, the youngest I've used it with, I think she was 8.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think she was 8.
So you do the tapping to yourself, yes?
Yes.
So can you tap somebody else?
You can.
Try to start poking people.
No, that's poking. We're talking tapping.
So yes, you can tap somebody else. If I'm teaching a client how to tap, then I'll tap along with them.
Yeah.
Because there's also some evidence to show that if the therapist does that as well, it's an even more beneficial result for the client.
So there's the vibrations, I suppose.
Yes, absolutely. Yes. Yeah. And you can also do something called surrogate tapping. So if you've got a really young baby, or the mum can do the tapping, as long as a part of their body is touching the baby, they'll still get some beneficial response.
Well, I like that.
I like
communal
that.
Tapping.
Yeah.
It's like Chinese whispers. Do you think
we could start a group? We'll get Julie to lead.
Tapping here is when they get it round.
Is it coming across?
Coming across?
No, it's not coming through yet. It's the Australian time zone.
That's what it is.
Going back to working with hypnobirthing and making it a great experience, and obviously, yeah, as you say, working with the partners as well. But I'm now thinking, I'm assuming that you could actually, and do you do this, that you would actually run a course or a program with somebody who's thinking about starting a family, as Jan was sort of highlighting that.
Well, yes, I mean,
you know, maybe it's time for me to start thinking, but I'm really scared, afraid. I've heard, you know, my friend had a miscarriage and she, yep, had an awful time, and I don't know. And so the whole starting a family conversation.
Yes, absolutely. And that would, there's lots of beneficial things that you could do around that. TFT would be an immediate thing that we would deal with.
Right.
And we would probably use NLP and hypnotherapy too, to get a good visualization going,
yeah,
of what it could be like and how that particular individual wants it to be.
Brilliant.
Because using what comes from their mind is the important part.
Yeah.
It's not us putting images into somebody else's mind. It works better when it's coming from them. They're the expert on themselves.
Indeed they are. Now, I know we always run out of time on the show, but I want to make sure that we don't lose time enough to play a very special record.
That's right.
And this is a very special record. Why, Julie? Do tell our listeners.
Well, this is my daughter and her friend. They have a little duo called Salisbury Bells. This is their first CD, which was... they were very, very lucky and had a wonderful benefactor who has funded the recording of this CD.
I have the CD here. I've been given a present.
You can keep that.
I like presents.
So yes, and this is a particular song that I like on there that portrays my message as well. So it was a really apt piece of music.
Yes, because the music is great. The song, the lyrics.
Yeah.
If you can listen in very intently. Yes. So turn it up a little bit, listener, and tune in.
Got the words to change a nation, but you're biting your tongue. You've spent a lifetime stuck in silence, afraid you'll say something wrong. If no one ever hears it, how are we gonna learn your song? So come on, come on, come on, come on. You've got a heart as loud as a lion, so why let your voice be tamed? Baby, we're a little different, there's no need to be ashamed. You've got the light to fight the shadows, so stop hiding it away. Come on, come on. I wanna sing, I wanna shout, I wanna scream till the words dry out. So put it in all of the papers, I'm not afraid. They can read all about it, read all about it. Oh, 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 oh. At night we're waking up the neighbors while we sing away the blues, making sure that we're remembered, yeah, cause we all matter too. If the truth has been forbidden, then we're breaking all the rules. So come on, come on, come on, come on. Let's get the TV and the radio to play our tune again. It's about time we got some airplay of our version of events. There's no need to be afraid, I will sing with you, my friend. Come on, come on. I wanna sing, I wanna shout, I wanna scream till the words dry out. So put it in all of the papers, I'm not afraid. They can read all about it, read all about it. Oh, 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 oh. Yeah, we're all wonderful, wonderful people. So when did we all get so fearful? Now we're finally finding our voices. Just take a chance, come help me sing this. Yeah, we're all wonderful, wonderful people. So when did we all get so fearful? Now we're finally finding our voices. Just take a chance, come help me sing this. I wanna sing, I wanna shout, I wanna scream till the words dry out. So put it in all of the papers, I'm not afraid. They can read all about it, read all about it. Oh, 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 oh. Oh, 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 oh. I wanna sing, I wanna shout, I wanna scream till the words dry out. So put it in all of the papers, I'm not afraid. They can read all about it, read all about it. Oh.
Channel Radio. Well, that's absolutely a fabulous, fabulous track and very appropriate for, well, actually our whole show. I think that should be our theme tune, Jen. What do you think?
Ooh.
Yeah.
Put me on the spot.
I just think that's so appropriate. I just wrote down things like afraid you'll say something wrong, which we often do, we hold back.
Yeah.
And the, you know, your heart is loud as a lion and we're all different and stop hiding away. I just, it's fabulous. Thank you, Louisa. And Beth, was it Beth?
Beth.
I got that right. And I'm also going to send this through to New Potatoes, which is another fantastic show on Channel Radio, that airs on a Tuesday night, and it's all about unsigned bands and artists. And I think, they may want to, listen to the rest of the CD.
Excellent. They'll be very
fabulous.
Excited about that.
And a beautiful voice. And you must be a very proud mum.
I am a very
proud mum. And if we can just carry on, Julie Taylor from Time to Shine Hypnotherapy. We talked about hypnobirthing.
We did.
And you have a workshop that we did touch on briefly at the beginning
of
the show.
That's right, yeah. We've got a workshop coming up.
Is it a freebie?
No, it's not, I'm afraid.
You have to pay. Well, that's good.
You have to pay.
I think we need to put a value on these
Absolutely.
Things. Yes. So it is a cost. How much?
It depends how you do the workshop, but currently the day workshop is £185, but that's
cool.
A full day.
Yep.
With your birthing partner, you can
and
bring your birthing partner
10 o'clock, 9 o'clock?
10 o'clock till 4 o'clock.
Okay.
And with a lunch and
yummy.
Everything like that.
Okay.
We're holding it at Abbey Place Clinic, so initially we're keeping them quite small.
Mm. And that's in Faversham in Kent,
in
so if
Faversham,
anyone wants to
yeah.
travel down,
yeah,
there's
really easy.
B&Bs.
Yeah, really easy to get to. A lovely little clinic, very quiet, purpose-built, so
beautiful.
it's really nice. And we'll be looking probably at restricting it to maybe 3-4 couples.
Okay, lovely.
Keeping it nice and small so that we can give each person individual attention. And that's coming up on the 26th of April, so if anybody's interested, they can get in contact with us.
Marvellous. Is that a Thursday?
It's a Saturday.
It's a Saturday.
I
can't add up. It is, because Easter Sunday is the 20th.
Okay.
That's imprinted, because I get Easter eggs then. And chocolate. So, yes, 26th Saturday,
yeah.
10 till 4.
Yeah.
£185.
£85,
sorry,
pounds.
I've already discounted it there. And how do they contact? How would they best? Is it email, sort of booking forms? How best to book on?
If you go on the website,
which
is www.kent-hypnobirthing.com.
Kent dash, not underscore.
No,
dash.
Hypnobirthing.com. And there are various ways that you can reach us there. There's an email address. There's probably about 3 telephone numbers on the website that
Brilliant.
You can contact us
through.
There's
no excuse to get
and
through.
And there is a contact form. So,
right.
We've covered all eventualities.
And people can be at any stage. There's no sort of prerequisite of you've got to be here, this, that, and the other.
No, we've tailored the workshops that we're going to do. You can do all sorts of, you can learn hypnobirthing with us in all sorts of different ways.
Right.
For the workshop, you know, it really, ideally, you want to be, I would say, around 12 weeks. But actually, it can be as late on as you know, a week before, right. and we can still teach you something.
Yeah. Or they might be whisked away in an ambulance and you could assist them before they
Well, that would be exciting, wouldn't it? Would, yeah.
Definitely get you on local news, I would suggest.
I would think so.
Take payment at the start of the session.
Yes. We take credit cards.
So, yeah, but we're normally looking at covering, if we did it in a one-to-one, for yeah. instance, if you came to us on a one-to-one, we'd be looking at the first one around 16 weeks, then 20 weeks, and then 6 weeks before your due date.
Right.
But I'd like to stress that really you can learn this at any point.
At any stage.
The longer you give yourself, obviously, the more ingrained it's going to be.
Indeed, yes.
And the more relaxed you'll find that you are about the whole process, and it will help you through the pregnancy, the early stages, any early morning sickness, anything like that.
Great. And if anyone out there is listening in who has been through the experience or is actually booked on the workshop to go, we'd love, if you are willing, to share. We'd love you to come on the show or to let us know that at your experience and how you found it as well, because that would be great to hear an actual story as well.
Would,
so
yeah.
if they're willing, do let them know, Julie. Not that we want them to do it actually on site. Wait till afterwards. But also just you, Julie, your other wonderful talents and clients that you have come to you. So it's not, the hypnobirthing is quite a new thing that you've sort of teamed up with Marcia.
That's right, yeah.
At the Abbey Place Clinic. But also you yourself, your business, the sort of typical clients you would have.
Well, I mean, I have a whole variety of clients, but you can use hypnotherapy, NLP, TFT for a multitude of emotional issues. And if you, for instance, if you want to conquer a limiting phobia, something like that, deal with exam stress is a popular one. Young people getting more and more stressed.
Which is coming up, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yes.
Young people getting more and more stressed about this kind of thing because of the pressure. Overcoming panic and anxiety, reducing stress, learning to relax. So important in this day and age.
God,
if you
yes.
can just relax occasionally, so good for your well-being.
It is.
It is. To sleep naturally, another really popular one in current times. A lot of people having trouble sleeping. It can help with your self-esteem, increase your confidence.
So you do phobia thing. You mentioned sort of phobia. So
yeah.
particular phobias you've had seen coming through, sort of popular ones?
Yeah, I mean, there's all sorts of phobias, obviously.
Popular phobia?
What is a popular? I didn't want to say common, because that sounds even worse, doesn't it? You know what I mean, listener. You know, yes, they're on my side, Jan.
You've obviously got the spider and the snake and that kind
yes.
of phobia. But, you come across some unusual ones from time to time. And certainly when I was doing my NLP training, there was a lady who had a phobia of wearing a badge. Couldn't wear her badge.
She couldn't.
We all had name badges on, but she couldn't wear her badge.
Wow.
And Paul McKenna cured her of that phobia. It turns out that was something to do with an umbilical clamp when she was a baby.
Well,
so
I
it can
never.
Go way, way back. Way back.
Wow.
So it just shows you the importance
it does.
Of all of
yeah.
it connects
Hex
up
the whole
yeah, it connects
have a great
up the
experience.
Thing. Yeah.
yeah.
I see people for a whole multitude of issues, and becoming a healthy weight is a very popular one.
Yes.
Stopping smoking.
I'm going to talk to you later about that because I've eaten far too much while I've been away. I'm now three sizes bigger. There's two of me sitting in this chair now. Julie, how do people get hold of you? Because presumably you do face to face. So you
I
are
do.
Within East Kent, I presume.
Yeah. So I'm
catchment.
I'm based in Faversham. I actually live in Graveney and work out of a little garden office.
Oh, wonderful.
But I can also work out of Abbey Place Clinic, and I do very often. I do some work for Marcia Tillman at Abbey Place Clinic too.
Right.
You can contact me either via my website,
which is
www.timetoshinehypnotherapy.com,
and it's a number two, isn't it?
It is a number two. I was just about to say that. Thank you.
People could be scribbling down now, couldn't they?
That's right. So it's Time to Shine with the number two. hypnotherapy.com and again, telephone numbers, email addresses, all on the webpage.
Yep. And we'll pop them on our Facebook page as well.
Fantastic.
Yep. Indeed. Although give people a shout out for your telephone number, because that's probably the best. People like to talk these days, don't they, which is great to hear. Did you hear that, Jan? Telephone number, Julie, please.
It's 078 43 43 4614.
And again, please.
078 43 43 4614.
That's a nice number.
It is a nice like number, that one. It's going to work. She can remember that one.
Seems, isn't it? Okay, we are going to just move on to some events before we start to disappear off air. But Julie, if I don't get the time because I suddenly start to speed up and get loads of stuff in, thank you.
You're very welcome. I've really enjoyed it.
Really a great pleasure to see you again and catch up with you, but also to hear there's some fantastic work you're doing. And good luck with the workshop.
Thank you
very
much.
And we'll keep plugging that over the next few weeks to remind people, if they haven't booked, because there's only limited spaces.
Yeah, very limited.
Jan, we've got some events, haven't we?
We've got some events. First up on Wednesday, 2nd of April, it's World Autism Awareness Day.
Now,
autism, as a lot of people know, is the spectrum of subconditions. So if you've got any interest in that, want to know a bit more, it's www.autismspeaks.org.
Brilliant.
And this month, a bit of a digestive theme.
This month is March, or this month being April tomorrow?
I'm already ahead of myself. It's April. March is gone.
Actually, in New Zealand it is.
Well, there you go then. April. Two awareness months. International Irritable Bowel Syndrome Awareness Month,
wow.
IBS.
Oh, my gosh.
And
right.
Linking to our guest for next week, who I won't preempt,
Cheryl.
But it's Bowel Cancer Awareness Month. And that's www.bowelcanceruk.org.uk.
That's brilliant because, yes, we might as well our guest next week is the marvellous. Those who don't know her, then, well, where have you been? Cheryl Hawker. Though you may have known her from her wonderful guys when she was at G Casino in Thanet. She used to do all the marketing and the sales there, and she used to run the networking lunches. And now she's moved across to work for and does some amazing work for the Bowel Cancer Charity. Is there an actual name to it, Jan?
It's called Beating Bowel Cancer.
It is, yeah. So she's here next week to talk all about that and her antics. So do join us next week at the usual time, 3 o'clock. We'll be here, both Jan and myself. Anything else, Jan?
Last two entries on our acronym quiz.
Oh, of course.
So I'll give you two this week to finish up.
Are you ready?
Number 11 is FLP. It comes from week 30.
That's Foxtrot, Lima.
What's P?
Papa.
Papa. I was going to say parrot.
Petrol. Peanuts.
Ah. Oh, dear.
From week 37 with Anne Jersch. And number 12, finishing off from today, TFT. Julie
Tango,
Taylor.
Tango, Foxtrot, Tango.
Time to Shine, Hypnotherapy. Told us all about TFT.
Marvellous.
So that's your
12.
We will post all 12 on Facebook. And then next week, we will tell you how to enter and what you can win.
Yes.
So look out for the 12. And join us next week for more info.
Brilliant. So that is our time coming to a close. If you have any questions for Julie, don't forget that even though we're not on air, we do have Facebook, we do have Twitter, so there'll be all the wonderful links posted. And you can get hold of Julie directly if you wanted, and any listener from around the globe. And if Coral, if you're still listening, or is she going back to sleep probably?
No, I think she'll probably go back to bed.
So we do appreciate her getting up early or staying up late, whichever she chose to listen in. And anyone else that's listening from around the globe, it's fantastic to hear you. Do get hold of us through our Facebook page and also through Twitter. Probably the better way is through Twitter, which is @CaresWins. We'll be here next week, as we said, with Cheryl Hawker. So do enjoy the rest of your week. I'm just going to make sure that we've got to play this, haven't we, Jan? And then, of course, we have the marvellous Bright Side of the Road. Enjoy your week, everyone.
Happy week all.
Bye. Thanks, Bye. Julie. Fantastic.
Thank you.
I had to play it, Jan. I just
But
had
you're
to.
Back now. You're the right way up now.
The right way up. What's the right way up? I don't quite know what that is. Anyway, Bright Side of the Road. Let's start dancing. I just feel like dancing.
Sometimes, so summer, don't know why.